From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. So far, Iraqi government troops, Kurdish fighters, Sunni tribesmen, and Shiite militias have captured towns and villages surrounding the city. The United Nations warned last week that as many as 200,000 people could be displaced in the initial weeks of the fight for Mosul. For the first time, the United States has abstained from a yearly UN vote urging the lifting of U.S. economic, commercial, and financial embargo on Cuba. Last year, the international community was nearly unanimous in its call, with only the United States and Israel voting against lifting the embargo. This year, both nations abstained. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the General Assembly ahead of the vote, "The shift in the U.S. position is because the policy is not working." But she said that abstaining does not mean that the United States agrees with all of the policies and practices of the Cuban government. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday extremists linked to the Islamic State group have killed at least 30 civilians in the remote central region. The overnight bloodshed near the capital of Ghor province is alarming for local officials because it's the first known IS activity in the area, where ethnic Hazara are in the majority. French authorities Wednesday declared the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle empty. Large parts of the camp near Calais went up in flames Wednesday as migrants set fire to shelters before being forced to leave. French authorities conducted the operation to clear what had become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis and resettle migrants who had lived in dire conditions in the camp. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Wednesday cut a ribbon to officially open his new luxury hotel a few blocks from the White House in Washington. Trump is trailing Democrat Hillary Clinton in the national polls 13 days before the election. Clinton campaigned Wednesday in the key state of Florida. The Russian embassy in Madrid said Wednesday Russia has withdrawn a request to Spain to refuel warships expected to take part in air operations in Syria. A Russian press attaché confirmed that the request had been canceled, but he did not give details. Earlier Wednesday, Britain expressed concern that NATO ally Spain was considering refueling the Russian ships. Spain has been under pressure to refuse to refuel the fleet. The Russian aircraft carrier Admiral Kuznetsov and a group of support vessels had steamed through the North Sea and English Channel in recent days, heading to the Mediterranean Sea. Venezuela's political standoff deepened as thousands of protesters took to the streets Wednesday in several cities. Some schools and shops were closed in Caracas as demonstrators marched toward key points around the city to back a recall campaign against President Nicolas Maduro. For the second time in as many days, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is threatening to cut military ties with the United States. Mr. Duterte spoke Wednesday at an economic forum in Tokyo during an official visit. He said he wants the Philippines free of the presence of foreign military troops within the next 2 years, even if he has to, in his words, revise or abrogate agreements. A small number of U.S. troops are posted on the southern island of Mindanao to assist in counterterrorism operations against a homegrown Islamic insurgency. The human rights group Amnesty International is denouncing Gambia's withdrawal from the International Criminal Court. Amnesty called it a blow to millions of victims around the world. Gambia accused the ICC Tuesday of ignoring war crimes as it announced its withdrawal from the Hague-based court. The West African country's decision follows the withdrawals of South Africa and Burundi from the ICC. Officials say militants have seized their first big town in the Puntland region of Somalia. Extremists supporting the Islamic State group moved into the Red Sea town of Kandala. Without any confrontation, officials from the Puntland government have left the town. The Pakistani military says its forces are fighting with Indian troops along the disputed border with Kashmir. They say two Pakistani civilians were killed Wednesday and 10 people were wounded. The military says border skirmishes this year have caused 4 civilian fatalities and wounded up to 25 others. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.